The Bush administration is to open negotiations with Russia on an agreement to cooperate on civilian nuclear activity. That would allow Russia to become a major repository of spent nuclear fuel. Much of that spent fuel would come from U.S.-supplied reactors around the world. A formal announcement is expected later this week when President Bush meets Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of the G8 summit in St. Petersburg, Russia. Matthew Bunn is a research specialist at Harvard University's Project on Managing the Atom. Good morning.
Good morning.
The U.S. has long opposed Russian involvement in what you might call the nuclear power business. Why this reversal in policy now?
Well, I think there are a number of potential benefits for the United States. First, President Bush has been suggesting that to try to convince countries not to build their own uranium enrichment and plutonium reprocessing facilities, the key technologies of nuclear bomb making, we should have the big suppliers say, in effect, we'll do those things for you. We'll provide you fresh fuel and we'll take away your spent fuel. But so far, Russia is the only country willing to be the one to take the spent fuel. And if it was U.S. origin spent fuel, you would need this kind of agreement to be able to send it to Russia. So it's an important part of a major non-proliferation initiative. Second, because Russia can only make billions of dollars importing U.S. origin spent fuel, if it gets the U.S. okay, that gives us a lot of leverage, which might be used to convince Russia to support a tougher stance on Iran or to convince Russia to set aside a portion of the revenue to beef up nuclear safety and security for their huge stockpiles of nuclear weapons and materials so they can't be stolen by terrorists.
And as you say, Russia stands to gain billions of dollars to sort of be in this business of taking in the spent fuel. But what are the risks?
Well, I think there are a number of risks. There are obviously safety and security issues that need to be addressed. But if safety and security is what you're worried about, you really ought to be worried about the 10,000 and more nuclear weapons that already exist in Russia, the Chernobyl-style reactors that are operating there, and so on. You may even be able to get some benefit for safety and security from using some of the revenue from this deal to fix that kind of thing up. There is a major democracy issue in that the Russian people, polls indicate, are very much against importing spent fuel, and if it's done under an agreement with the United States, it may be seen as being imposed by the United States. There's also a big corruption and control of the money issue, which the Russian government is worried about as well. How do you make sure, given that this spent fuel is going to be around for decades or centuries until you do something else with it, that the money is still going to be there for safe management of this spent fuel when the time comes decades down the road? All of those are important issues that are going to have to be addressed in the negotiations that will only begin at the G8 summit, not end there.
Well, just briefly, you suggested that the change in Bush administration policy coincides with Russia's cooperation in seeking curbs on Iran's nuclear program. Could this change in policy give leverage on the Iran problem to the U.S.?
I think it's potentially a lot of leverage. There's billions of dollars that Russia can potentially make by importing spent fuel, importing other materials that it can't import without this kind of agreement with the United States. So I think there may be a lot of leverage for convincing Russia to follow a policy that we consider more desirable.
Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Matthew Bunn is a nuclear specialist at Harvard University.